Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution approving the replacement of the floor in the Kenai Fire Department. This project was originally funded in the fiscal year 2022's capital improvement plan for $50,000. However, upon the discovery of asbestos within the project area, additional funding was required. The asbestos abatement is minor, only involving small sections of the project. Steve Kenai Public Works Director Scott Curtin explains what needs to be removed.
We're not actually abating the whole space, so it's actually a relatively small amount of asbestos that's present. There's a couple of closets that are in the older spaces, and it's in some of the mastic in there, but primarily it is not in the flooring throughout 90% of the project area. The other area is it's actually in the drywall taping compound, and the flooring project has a cove base. So this is doing some remediation in those specific areas in several parts of the facility.
This resolution takes effect immediately upon passage. However, the flooring replacement is anticipated to take place over the winter months once materials and supplies required have been sourced and delivered to the project site. The Kenai Peninsula Borough, through a proclamation affirmed by Borough Mayor Mike Navarre, will recognize the week of October 23rd through October 29th, 2022, as Childhood Cancer Awareness Week on the Kenai Peninsula. The KPB proclamation illuminates the American Cancer Fund for Children and Kids Cancer Connection report that cancer is the leading cause of death by disease among U.S. children between infancy and the age of 15, and that one in five of our nation's children loses his or her battle with cancer. An estimated 400,000 children and adolescents are diagnosed with cancer globally each year. Through the proclamation, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly and Borough Mayor encourage all peninsula residents to help increase public awareness and support for the children and families who are affected by cancer. You'll find details and a copy of the proclamation posted on the story at radiokenai.com. Federal Emergency Management Agency housing inspectors helped residents of Hooper Bay and Chivac register for assistance following last month's devastating storm. FEMA teams touched down in the towns on Saturday of last week to assist residents with the application process. Inspectors also performed house inspections for residents whose homes were damaged by the storm. FEMA is also opening a hotline that is open to offer help to affected residents. That phone number is 1-866-342-1699, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, 1-866-342-1699. A bicyclist is dead after being struck by a taxicab in Midtown Anchorage. Police say the cyclist was using a crosswalk on Benson Boulevard and A Street last Friday evening when the taxi crashed into him. He died at the scene. Police say the driver is cooperating with investigators. Senator Lisa Murkowski is providing additional details on the two Russian asylum seekers that landed on St. Lawrence Island earlier this month. The two men that fled conscription to fight in Ukraine are indigenous Siberians. Murkowski said the dangerous journey is proof that Putin is focused on military conquest at the expense of his own people. She went on to say that the men told her the Russian president was targeting rural communities, which is consistent with other reports. The men have since moved to Lower 48, and their identities are being kept secret for their safety. A jury is finding a man guilty for killing his wife back in 2018. The state's Department of Law reports jurors convicted 63-year-old Michael James Kilgo for the incident. It happened during the summer of that year in Willow. Kilgo reportedly struck his wife Hattie on the head with a wood-splitting tool. He then apparently tried to burn her body in a fire pit. Kilgo claims self-defense in the incident. He's set to be sentenced in February. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.